This is the brief on basic safety rules for salon professionals. Look, a pristine salon isn't just about aesthetics. It's a mandatory, critical defense against infections, chemical exposure, and legal liabilities that could literally shut a business down. Try to view the salon not just as a styling space, but as a mini laboratory where chemistry and biology intersect every single day. First, let's talk decontamination, which has three levels, kind of like security clearances. Cleaning with soap and water gets you in the building. Disinfecting non-porous tools with EPA-registered, hospital-grade barbicide gets you on the floor. But only a steam autoclave gives metal tools that top-tier clearance to safely touch the skin. Remember to ditch single-use items immediately and wash towels at 60 degrees Celsius. Second, we've got to secure the broader physical environment. So, do we really treat hair dye or perm solution with the same caution as an industrial chemical? Absolutely we do. That's exactly why we need HVAC extractor hoods for ventilation, safety data sheets, and PPE like nitrile gloves and masks. Also, sweeping up hair clippings right away isn't just for looks. It stops severe slip hazards alongside using proper sharps containers. Finally, let's talk compliance. I really need to push back against a dangerous misconception here. Wearing gloves does not give you a free pass to skip washing your hands. Gloves are merely a barrier. They are not a replacement for that mandatory 20-second scrub before and after every client. Keep those cleaning logs visible and ensure compliant first aid and blood spill kits are easily accessible. A truly successful salon relies on rigorous tool sterilization, proactive hazard management, and zero-compromise professional compliance.